Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Yay! We are live here with our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And, of course, it is time to visit with Charlene Dew with Big Brothers Big Sisters. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, look at you. You brought visual aids. How you like that? Look at that. See, I got mugged.
Yes, you did.
And if that's not enough, I'm going to coast. Okay, we're done with the silliness. We're talking serious business here. We need big brothers and big sisters who know how to have fun and maybe even act a little bit like a kid from time
to
time.
Well, that's sure. So when are you going to sign up, right?
Pretty soon, after the seventh child leaves the house.
Okay. We'll go with
three
that.
More years. Three more years, and we'll be ready to
then
roll.
Then you'll be ready to have fun.
Indeed.
With a little brother.
There we go.
Right.
Okay.
Well, first we want to thank all of our veterans, because
yes.
We honor them for Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm. And today is, of course, Veterans Day, and some celebrate on Monday, but on the 11th, I think it's proper.
You know, I think it is.
I think it is, too. It really is.
I like to stick on the traditional part. Yeah, lots of good things going on. We're still doing our End the Wait campaign and trying to recruit mentors that those 18 kids on the waiting list are still waiting.
Oh, boy.
So we haven't... We haven't had as many people step up as we would really hope,
yes.
And so we really need men and couples to really, really look at, you know, do you have a heart for kids? Do you have your health, and are you active, relatively active? And, you know, what are you doing during the day that you can share with a young person? I mean, we've all got life experiences we can share. And we're many times doing an activity that we could involve a child or a young person to go along with us. So, talked to a big brother yesterday, or Tuesday, who was talking about, you know, what he does with his little brother and why he got involved. And he has four kids.
Okay, he's raising the bar a little bit.
But he's also really committed to... making the community better and giving back, and really felt he has been really blessed. So he and his wife feel that it's their responsibility to give back. So I'm like, man, if you can do that,
that's a good thing.
Then, that's not our typical profile of a big brother.
No,
but
it's welcomed.
But you know, it's working in this case. You know, and so
one of my uncles was a big. He had two small children, and he kind of wanted to get prepared for what's next. So he had a big that was about 12, 13 years old, and really had a great relationship with the young man.
It does prepare you for thinking about how do we set boundaries, how do we, you know, things that... And it keeps you young. You know, the young people, you know what's happening in the world in their perspective, so... I would really encourage anybody who's been thinking about it to stop thinking about it and call us, and to just call and get information and call and step up to help the kids in our community.
And if this is something you've been tossing around in your mind, just say, you know what, let's start the new year with a new plan. Let's just do it. And you will not be sorry.
Right. We are starting to get into the holidays, so we're starting to get into the don't talk to me till January, mind. But, you know, the world goes on even during the holidays.
Yes.
And for some of these kids, it'll be yet another year that we start where they don't have a big. And I really think we need to figure out how we can get these kids the mentors they need.
The mentor thing is something that's, you might not even know that you're a mentor. But be doggone if somebody will see it in you, because we've seen it all the time. We've seen people say, hey, have you thought about being a big? A big what? Well, either a big brother or a big couple, or if it's a gal, a big sister or a big couple.
Right.
And like you said, we have to end that wait. That's 18 youngsters that just need a little guidance, just someone in their corner, just someone that they can relate to a little bit.
Just talk to, go out and have fun with. And we've got a lot of community activities that are coming up that are we're encouraging our matches to participate in the Fantasyland on foot.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking about going to that this year. I've never done that before.
It's fun. I can tell you that. When you walk through there, you don't miss anything.
Yeah, and you really don't have those annoying headlights in the back, in the mirror, feeling like you can't drive slowly because you're holding up the line, mm-hmm. you know. So I think that'll be really fun. And then the Christmas in the Ville, the ice skating, encouraging matches to go to that. And then we've got the Choral Society Messiah and the mm-hmm. Nutcracker.
Yeah.
So there's lots in the community to do mm-hmm. that our matches can take their kids to.
And these are right here in town. You don't have to, you know, book a cruise, get on an airplane, or do something extravagant. You just basically got to show up and have fun.
Right. So that's good. And we're working hard on Bowl for Kids' Sake.
Oh, yes.
That's coming up.
Well, let's see. The day that you start getting ready for it is like 2 days after it.
Well, so then we're using doing big event. But yeah, we start. Well, I've been working on Bowl for Kids' Sake since September, October. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we will be sending out an e-blast of information mm-hmm. on November the 16th.
Wow.
So you can watch your email box for that. And really want to thank our top tier sponsors. Presenting sponsor again is DSR, and our campaign sponsors ConocoPhillips and Phillips 66. Mm-hmm. And I have one more, but I haven't talked to them yet, so probably shouldn't say their name on air, right?
Yeah. We'll celebrate when it's time.
Might preempt that.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
And one of the really exciting, there's a couple of really exciting things on the program front. Deborah Thorson, who is the Dewey High School teacher, National Honor Society. Well, actually, not National Honor Society. It's the Key Club, uh-huh. which is the student club of Kiwanis.
Uh-huh.
She's the Key Club advisor. Contacted us a month or two ago and said that they really wanted to restart the site-based program at the Dewey campus.
Mm-hmm.
And the Dewey schools are ideally set up for site-based because the elementary and the high school are on the same campus,
uh-huh.
and we use high school students as mentors, site-based mentors, for the elementary kids. So, and they have seven mentors that have already volunteered, seven high school kids who have uh-huh. already volunteered. And we're in the process of doing all the screening and interviewing the littles. And so we're looking to, mm-hmm. by the end of the year, have seven site-based matches back at Dewey.
Sweet.
And as soon as the Bartlesville schools will allow volunteers back in the schools, then we'll be getting that site-based program restarted. It's really taken a hit with COVID and not being able to be in the schools.
And, you know, it has posed a lot of challenges over the last 2 years now, hasn't it?
It certainly has.
Oh, boy. It changed just about everything we do.
Right.
Oh, my.
And we're looking at being able to re-engage at the Oklahoma Wesleyan University and getting, we had a strong program at one time with student mentors there, and we've been in conversations with Dr. Weaver there to kind of get that restarted. So that's really, you know, some exciting things. Things are restarting.
You know, when you talk about that, you got a little who might be anywhere between, I don't know, 8 or 9 to 12, 14 or something like that. Oh, my gosh, my big's a college kid. Wow. You know, that for some reason or another, they just see stars when that
happens.
Well,
and we've had kids, I remember, matches where the matches used to go out to the college, mm-hmm. and they might have dinner in the cafeteria and then, you know, hang out on the campus. And for these kids, that's the first time they've been on that campus,
mm-hmm.
and they begin to see. One little sister I remember years and years ago saying, I realized I could go to college like her big sister did, and she did. She eventually became a pharmacist. So, you know, it's like, you can't underestimate the power of just exposing kids to venues and experiences that they don't have access to if there's not somebody who says, hey, let's go and do this.
There you go. You don't know you can until you can really see that you can.
Until you know you can.
Yeah, until you see that you can.
And our community organizations are really good about giving us tickets
mm-hmm.
For productions, Broadway and Bartlesville, community concerts, some of those, that so that our bigs can take their littles
That's wonderful. These partnerships that have been created over the years have really paid off some nice dividends, haven't they?
Well, and people are so generous. And for a lot of our kids, they're not going to be able to go to some of those productions that, if somebody doesn't take them, you know, and expose them to, wow, I really didn't think I liked musical. One big sister had said her little sister didn't. She didn't like the home musicals. But then she went,
saw one.
And then she was like, wow, this is pretty fun, you know? You know, it's just, it's all about opening up the world to the possibilities, opening up kids' eyes to the possibilities in the world. So
we're talking with Charlene Dew, and she's with Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
You've got me. And, you know, right now we've been a Boomerang Diner. We gave us gift cards to give to our bigs and littles, and we kept thinking we're having a group event so we could easily hand them out. That wasn't happening. So we were getting those out, and we're starting to see it. You'll see on some of our Facebook page some of the bigs taking a selfie of having their burger and really enjoying being able to go and do that. So we really want to thank Boomerang Diner for that.
That's a fun little diner. I don't care what age you are. That is just a fun little place. They just go in, have a meal, and just have a good time. Good conversation.
Right, and they have good burgers, too. They have
darn good burgers, I might add.
Yeah.
Try them on Monday. I read.
You can sneak one of those in on the diet, right?
Hey, well, once in a while. Once a month.
Once a month. Not once a week.
Once a day, once a month.
Yeah. So lots of good things happening.
Oh, yes. Indeed. And, of course, you have a website that takes you just about anywhere you want to go, whether it's how to be a big or events or different things that's happening with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Where can we find you online?
Well, the website is bigoklahoma.org. Mm-hmm. And you're right, you can get the information about who we are, if you want to make a donation, if you want to be a mentor, if you want to refer a child. And our contact information is on there. You can call and we'll be happy to answer any questions, give you any of the information that you're seeking. Mm-hmm. And then the event links are also on there. So
now, if you're thinking about being a mentor, or if you have someone in mind that you think might be a good mentor, please check it out online, because it's very easy. A lot of bullet points. It'll take you where you need to go, and then for the finer details, just call Charlene, and then we can get the process at least begun.
Yeah, it's a few hours, a few times a month. To make a huge difference for a young person in our community.
Indeed. So let's get to the website. Let's start inputting some information, and let's start showing a youngster that he or she can.
Yes.
Indeed. Okay, now we talked a little bit about the Bowl for Kids Sake coming up. Now, that every year has been kind of huge. We had a little with COVID, but this year, fingers crossed, we're going to be knocking them pins down, knocking them silly.
Yes, Bowl for Kids' Sake was down 75% last year because of COVID.
COVID, yeah.
We were lucky in 2020 because our bowl was over in February, the end of February, before everything shut down in the middle of March. So this year, we are looking at being back at the dynamic, robust, in-person event that we've always had and we're known for.
There's a little pent-up anxiety. People want a bowl now.
Well, if the flu and the virus play nice together,
they better.
Then January and February might not be a repeat. But, you know, we have to learn to live with this. We can't wait for it to be over. I don't think it's going to be over.
You have to navigate, man.
Yeah, and so, you know, and that's our largest fundraiser. Mm-hmm. It's great fun, and we're looking at ways to make it even more fun and include more people. And we're off to a great start. We've had some really good engagement so far with, you know, sponsors and things. So I think that we're all ready to just get back and do our bowl parties and have a good time.
That's great. Once again, we can find that on the website. It'll give you details as we inch up toward there.
Right, and it's a little early. I mean, it's right now we're kind of planting the seeds of is coming, and think about getting your team together, and here's how you can be involved. And then after the first of the, right, you know, January 2nd, we will be recruiting teams.
Indeed. So. And Charlene, I want to thank you for being here with us with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. And also give them that phone number one more time.
918-213-4524 is my direct line.
Oh, well, you're talking to the boss, and I like that. She answers the phone. It doesn't go to some machine. Thank you very much. Appreciate